my grandson isn't a saint. He's done stuff and he's paid for it. He's been in jail and he's perpetrated a few crimes in and around the town. People know that. You can track him like an elephant, because anything that he'd ever done, he was fueled in drugs and drinking, whatever, and it's common knowledge. It's common knowledge he's the young fella that broke into the barracks in Lifford, fueled with drinking drugs, and went up the top of Lifford Bridge with the Garda uniform on him, the lamps and all that sort of stuff. They know, we know that, and I'm not condoning any crime that he has done. I'm not standing up for him. I'm the very person, the guards can confirm this, that brought him forward to the guards to get the thing dealt with. They know that, right? Mm-hmm. I also know as well that there was other break-ins in the town. My own family home as well, where I was born and reared in Conybury. My brother's two brothers live there now, was broken into and a large sum of money stolen as well. And of course, they jumped to the conclusion too, oh, it was Michael done that as well. But as it unfolded, we knew that it wasn't Michael. And other places were broken into. So obviously, it was somewhere is broken into in the town. The first person they come up with is my grandson, which people are entitled to come to that conclusion, and I haven't got a problem with that, you know. But as they say, if you've got a name early rising, you can lie to dinner time. So, in the last few weeks, there have been properties broken into in the Lifford area, and there have been threats made against Michael from different people. Cars have pulled up alongside him on along the road, and people pointed fingers out, you know, as if it was a gun and stuff like that there, when him and his girlfriend were walking up the road. And this has been ongoing for a few weeks. So on Monday night, it's been a culmination of all this. And, I know that's not the proper way to deal with things. But suppose somebody took it upon themselves and they thought this was the right way to deal with things. But as I have always said, if anybody out there in Lifford area or anywhere else that has any information to link my grandson to any houses that was broken in Lifford, either go to the Gardaí, come to me, come to a member of the family, and we will deal with it. Because everybody knows in the town, or people close to Michael, these family members, knows that when Michael does something, he's either fueled with drugs and drink. And I would also like to add that the people that come in on Monday night and beat Michael up with iron bars and whatever, and threaten him with a gun and whatever, Greg, I can tell you, that's not the worst state I've ever seen Michael in. I've seen Michael high in drugs, convulsion with drugs and drink, frothing, eyes turning in his head, everything associated with drug addiction. Michael is also under the mental health. He's been in different institutions. His last trip into St. Connell's, I think, was there in August. They haven't got the money to keep the people in to treat them, so they had to take him out, and he would be on an outpatient. He's on prescribed drugs at the minute for depression and anxiety, and, you know, I would just like them people that come in, and I don't have any hate for the people that come in. To be honest about it, I feel a sadness towards them, because the people know, and I'm sure the Gardaí know as well, who done it.
Yeah, well, we'll not go down that road, obviously. Yeah. This obviously is taking a great toll on the family, generally speaking, be this most recent incident or historic ones.
Of course it has. Craig, when you're born and brought up in a town, all of my family are from Lifford, and, you know, we've all made mistakes in our life, and there's everybody in the town has made mistakes in their life, you know what I mean? And sometimes when Michael takes drugs or drink, he's inclined to do things that he shouldn't do, and he's done them, and I don't condone that. You know, I'm his biggest critic, and I've tried numerous occasions to get Michael help. And sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't. But, you know, that's the way that it is. And this is what you have to deal with when a person's got a mental health issue or a drug issue.
Mm.
Now, I can also add, you know, if these people that are going out about and pointing guns at Michael and, you know, threatening him in any one way or the other, I'll ask anybody in the town of Lifford to come, and I'll get Michael to take off his clothes and show him what drug addiction can do, self-harm, suicidal, overdoses, and I'll show any of them You know, and I'm not looking for sympathy for Michael. I don't need any sympathy for him. And I want him punished for what he has done. But I also want him help as well. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried on numerous occasions to get him help under the mental health, but it's near impossible because I've heard the guy on a Monday from the clinical director from White Oaks talking about it and talking about what addiction can do and where it can lead to. And do you know this? Everything that he said was the truth, because this is where it ends up. And unfortunately, it ended up with Michael getting a punishment beaten. You know, it wasn't an aggravated burglary. It was a punishment beaten with a weapon, could have been shot for something. Somebody was a judge and jury in the town of Lifford, and they come to the conclusion that my grandson was guilty of breaking into houses that he didn't break into.
Okay. Well, listen, you've got the opportunity to say what you wanted to say, Michael. Listen, I hope he gets any help that is required. I think, you know, we are all humans and we all need to be looked after as best as possible to give us as good a life as is possible. Some people are saying, texting in, not everyone, by the way, but a few people are saying you reap what you sow. It shouldn't have happened. But that, you know, his activities in the past, but you say they were, he was a different person under the influence of drugs and what have you.
Craig, if people know my grandson when he was a young fella growing up in Lifford, up until he was 15 years of age. He was an outstanding footballer and a sports person. He was outstanding. And people in the town will know that, you know. It was a leading light in Gaelic football and soccer, and he could have played at a really high level. And I'm not using that to make him sound a good or whatever. But when addiction takes over a person's life, this is the end result. And just for anybody who's out there that has children, that has families, you know, just be aware this is where it can end up, you know, with drug addiction. Or alcohol addiction or whatever, or people that have ever experienced addiction of any sort should know where it ends up. And this is where it ends up. It ends up very, very sad ending, you know, and this was the ending. But as I'll say it again, that one time that I went and I saw Michael, and he was after taking, I don't know what he was taking, and he was lying on the floor squirming and throat coming out of his mouth and whatever with drugs. I'll tell you, that was worse than what I've seen on Monday night. This is why we were able to cope with it, because we have seen him in a worse condition through drugs. Just an excuse what happened to him, and it doesn't certainly excuse the people. And I have no hate for the people that done that, you know, because they were probably under this false illusion, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You know, but I would like to say to them people that people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, because nobody knows how their children's going to end up, or their grandchildren in my case.